Sports.com.
Welcome to one of the last couple of shows of 2013 for America Tonight. Kate Delaney saying Happy New Year to you and yours. Getting ready with those useless resolutions? We're going to have some useless resolutions on our next show for some politicians, some sports people, and some of the big names that made news the last couple of years, actually. And speaking of making news, here in our first hour, we'll also take a look back on 2013 and what made news. And we have been doing that. We did it on our last show. We talked about some of the top five news stories, certainly. Somebody who made news and was a big newsmaker kicks things off for this hour, anyway, of ATN. How about this story? And it's not necessarily a surprise, I think, if you've been paying attention to what's been going on with Ted Cruz. He certainly has some cachet with the Tea Party, no doubt. In Texas, he does. And now, because of what crept up with the Canadian citizenship thing, he's actually announced that he's hired lawyers to help him dump his Canadian citizenship. That came out over the weekend. He told the Dallas Morning News that he said that he retained a lawyer that's preparing the paperwork to renounce the citizenship, because that's what you do, and he thinks it'll be completed in 2014. If anything, there is no question that Ted Cruz wants to be considered as somebody on the bench to be considered for president in 2016 for the Republicans. And he has said many times that he wasn't aware he was still legally tied to Canada, and once he found out, I guess, this is what the facts are, he's dumping that citizenship. He was born in Canada to an American mother and a Cuban father. And like I said, Ted Cruz and a lot of people around Ted Cruz, I think he has eyes on a bigger prize, so that would be the reason to do that. Cruz actually met last month with Donald Trump, who is one of the guys who's pushing some different new life, that kind of stuff, into the Republican Party. So who knows what that conversation was about, but I bet he advised him on a couple of different things. So his resolution is, I do not want to be a Canadian anymore. My 2014 resolution, Senator Ted Cruz, is I don't want to be a Canadian. So he's going to make sure that he's not. That would shake off at least probably some of that controversy anyway. Hey, you're also going to find out if anybody nailed the score this time around. I will give you a hint. Philadelphia beat the Dallas Cowboys on the Sunday night game. So if you had the Cowboys, you know you're automatically out of that. But if you had Philadelphia, hey, maybe you nailed the score. We'll let you know if anybody did that. And we're still going to continue nail the score. I've been asked this question now a couple of times from a few people. Sharon asked, so did Jake, are you going to do nail the score through the playoffs? And we're going to try to do nail the score through the playoffs and the Super Bowl, and then we put it to bed. Another thing on many of your minds, because the mailbag was overflowing with this, is the brown trucks with the three letters cruising in your neighborhood. You notice that there were more brown trucks, and that's because UPS had a backlog of holiday packages that they had to deliver, and they said on Friday they finished delivering those packages because they said the volume was just way too much. It exceeded their capacity. They could not put any more stuff, in other words, on their planes. So a lot of Christmas items, a lot of the Christmas stuff, packages, books, games, whatever, clothes, food, things that were promised to get there by Christmas didn't make that leap because they didn't get on those planes. And I think UPS was completely blown away by this, caught off guard, not realizing how the volume would go. I mean, this ice storm that happened in Dallas affected a lot of what was going on, created the backlog, and that started some of the holiday pressure. FedEx also was late with some deliveries, but said they were isolated kind of things. And they said on Saturday that everything on their end was cleaned up. It was resolved. And the U.S. Postal Service, which, of course, is going bankrupt, didn't really comment on whether they had any similar delays. Because do you really want to say that when you're in third place? It's like the Cola Wars and the Package Wars. Yeah, the post office, they're hanging on. The U.S. Postal Service, they're trying to figure out if they can continue to deliver mail. Remember the trend to, it was trending that, okay, we're going to drop Saturday deliveries, and then Amazon announced that they were going to have Sunday deliveries, and I mean, all kinds of crazy things happening when it comes to packages and what happened over the holidays and the volume. And part of that is because of all the online shopping and not realizing, yep, people are ordering things online. They're paying the extra money to get them there on time. And then, of course, many of them did not arrive to their destination. If you weren't worried about packages from your best buddy across the country who was shipping you something he swore was expensive and awesome and would blow your mind and you still haven't gotten it, maybe you were worried about enrolling in health care. Right now they're saying 1.1 million Obamacare enrollees. That's what they have. Remember, it's supposed to be close to 7 million. The date gets pushed to the end of March. That makes a big difference. But a lot of people still pushing to sign up to get there in time, and some trying to get there before January, so they would have had to already enroll in this. And they're struggling still with the process. And the website, healthcare.gov, you can get on, you can wait, but a lot of times you can't get through to where you need to go. But more people are having an easier time of it. But will it be worse on the other end for the coverage, for what you're paying? And what about the care that you're getting? With doctors, this is kind of a split deal. Many of the doctors that we had on the air said it's a bad beat. It's not good. And a lot of them were bailing on practices. And others thought, well, this is just part of a bumpy ride, but people should all have the right to have health care. But I think that argument is bogus, because I think we all believe, sure, we should have affordable health care. I don't think you can walk up to anyone in this country with a brain and say, do you think we should have affordable health care? Because the answer would be yes. But how do you implement it? How do you make sure that people are getting the right kind of health care and they're not getting gouged because they fall into that weird area of the new middle class? So that was also one of the biggest stories of 2013, but it's going to continue to be a big story in 2014, too, as well. So that's a story that's not going away, because the implementing it and what happens is more things also start to come out when it's chasing down people for fines and ultimately how smooth it is or isn't, as more people start to realize what kind of coverage they're getting. And maybe some people are getting good coverage. I always say this. I don't care if you're left of left, right of right. We don't punt anything politically here. So if your coverage is good, we want to hear about it. Send me a note at americatonight.net. Stay with me. We're jumping over the fence. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to americatonightteam.com. That's americatonightteam.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You're just thinking, what could I use that money for? Like, what else that could benefit me? And I don't know, it's just very irritating.
I don't pay a lot of attention to the gas prices. I mean, I will look around if I'm in an area and see what the gas is selling for there, but generally I don't go out of my way.
Gas prices and the weather, boy, there's the common denominators across the country, without a doubt. And this was also part of what we talked about heavily in 2013 because of some horrific weather that subjected people to some terrible things, tornadoes, hurricanes, although hurricane season in the United States was very mild, without a doubt. But the weather played a big part in some of the biggest stories of 2013. And gas prices, like I say, this is always a conversation you have. $4 to me is the number for most people when they start to really, really complain. And when they're low and when they're down, everybody just, that's it. Nobody's talking about carpooling or, geez, what am I going to do? I have to come up with some sustainability things. I have to figure out a way to do this so I'm not spending so much money on gas. But then once it shoots up again, that's when people start to feel the pain and they start to have that conversation. So here we are. Thanks for hanging with us on America Tonight. Kate Delaney, the tail end of 2013. And Matt, I was wondering, in where the mothership is, of course, in Minneapolis, what is the temperature right now?
Right now it's negative 10.
Negative 10. And do people in Minnesota, I mean, you grew up with this weather, do people complain about the weather? Does that lead off all the local newscasts?
It definitely is a hot topic, but I don't think it's necessarily complaining as much as it is just talking about it. And then there's a winter-long kind of complaint of, when are we going to get over this?
Negative 10. So I want everybody to think about that when you're complaining about temperatures in the 20s or the 30s, which I saw a dramatic swing over the weekend, almost 70 degrees in Dallas, and then, boom, all of a sudden, it's 30 degrees. It's 30 degrees, and people are talking about, whoa, freezing, make sure that you have your pools turned on, your water turned on, be careful out there, and then we get that freezing rain. And I know there are other people in the Northeast that are gearing up for some more weather. They're talking about snow again, that's on, you know, on the horizon. They're talking about possibly more ice. I think the ice is the worst. I know I've said this, it seems like, a zillion times, but for some of you now chuckling in North Dakota and South Dakota and all those upper Midwest states where you deal with really true weather, Albany, when you're up in upstate New York and Buffalo, you know, you do. You grow up with this, like Matt said, and it is conversation and people talk about it, but you just have to snicker at what other people think is brutal weather when your weather tops everyone. You know, you could play that game. I can top that because a lot of you can top that. When you're talking about negative 10, that is crazy. I mean, that is super cold. But you learn to layer. It's the whole layering thing. You got to get that right. And then that's part of the whole present deal. How many times when you live in these areas do you get gloves and hats and scarves and masks and earmuffs and coats? And they're great gifts and thick sweaters because you need to get those kind of gifts because of what you know you'll anticipate as you get deeper into the winter months, which is very different when you live in a warm weather place. That sometimes we get these freaky ice storms or something significant happens weather-wise that we usually don't see, and somebody gives you gloves, and you think, why am I getting gloves? Are you kidding me? Gloves? We don't wear gloves. And then you got to find them. You got to find them when that weird thing happens that you usually don't see. Whereas in the Midwest, it's a great gift to get that because you have to replace them. You wear them out, and it's a whole different ball game when you're talking about some places that just happen to get weather that got cold or had some ice and created some havoc with your morning commute or your afternoon commute, and then you've had to figure out a way to bundle up because you're not used to having to bundle up. I said we were going to take a look back also in 2013 and talk about some of the significant things that happened and also introduce you to some of the people you might have missed that were part of the guest lineup on America Tonight. And throughout the course of the year, we've had hundreds and hundreds of people of all different kinds of interests and reasons to have them on. And one of the people that we talked to that I thought was one of the most interesting was Dick Stolle. And Dick Stolle. And Dick Stolle was an editor from Life magazine who came in from Los Angeles when JFK was shot and actually secured the Zapruder film. And Life magazine, of course, had pictures. There were some they did not show. And he talks about what it was like what it was like to deal with Zapruder and how shocking it was to see the footage and everything that ensued when he flew in the day after Kennedy had been shot and what that whole process was like and over the years now what the Zapruder film has meant and whatnot. And he was even featured in a television movie, kind of another dramatization of what happened to the president. Somebody played him in the movie coming to get the Zapruder film. And I thought the conversation with him was really, really interesting. And because, of course, it was the 50th anniversary, sad anniversary of the assassination of JFK when he was in the motorcade in Dallas, Texas, really trying to stump for votes for the next time around. So we talked to him in a couple of minutes. We'll let you hear that interview, part of what I think was one of the good ones from 2013 and part of the conversation. A lot of people had things to say about the 50th anniversary, and of course there's always the conspiracy deal and who shot JFK, and was it more than one shooter? Was it more than Lee Harvey Oswald? Who else was involved? And what about the mafia? And there's so many interesting twists, actually, I think, to the JFK deal that could we ever completely nail it down? Do you ever feel like, well, no, this is definitely the answer. This is definitely what it is. And you can tell me about all these controversies, but I'm not buying into them. And I think that the JFK legacy lives on, but also because of what could have been or what was or what were his mistakes. And, you know, who knows, how would you rank him as far as presidents are concerned? But also the fact that there were so many questions that were left unanswered. The questions, I think, is the thing that really holds part of that fascination with so many people, and why the Sixth Floor Museum is one of the most visited places in the U.S. when you talk about searching out presidential libraries or certain museums. Absolutely, the Sixth Floor Museum, and especially on the 50th anniversary, people were coming in from all over the country to look at the grassy knoll, to go through the museum, to see where the shots were fired from Lee Harvey Oswald, to hear about the other theories. I mean, it was just a giant story that all year long was being talked about and built up, and it was on the History Channel and Discovery Channel, and there were so many different movies and remakes and the re-showing of JFK and Oliver Stone's movie and lots of conversations about it across America, all over the place, about all the possible aspects that you can imagine with his presidency, with what happened, what did happen, and so many of the other theories that are flying around out there. So you'll get to hear that surely next here on America Tonight. If you missed that conversation, I think it was one of the more interesting, he was one of the more interesting guests, actually, that that we had on because of the material, because I think he was so authentic, and the interest was absolutely, without a doubt, there for more than just a handful of people, people who weren't even around during the Kennedy years, and which I would be one of those. I wasn't born during the Kennedy years. I was right after that, but certainly had heard many, 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 many of those stories. So stick with us. That's coming back on the flip side here on America Tonight.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Often here on America Tonight, the assassination of JFK. As so many of you know, our satellite facility where I am for the GCN network is in Dallas, Texas, probably about, maybe 10 miles tops from the grassy knoll. And ever since the president was assassinated on November 22nd, 1963, a lot of people have talked about different conspiracy theories. There certainly have been many books written about it, and a lot of push and pull on what happened to JFK and certainly what happened to the city of Dallas. And a lot of people that come to the city go to the book depository, and they can actually soak in some of the history and different workings that they have going on there, different pieces about what's happened and how it was written and portrayed by different journalists and whatnot. And we have one of those journalists with us right now, Dick Stolle. He is the journalist who actually got the Zapruder film for Life exclusively 50 years ago. Dick, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
My pleasure, Kate.
What was it? First of all, take us through the steps of what happened. I mean, I'm sure you've done this with other people, but bear with us. But that day, and as everything was unfolding and all the chaos, what was it like for you?
Well, I was based in L.A. I was the L.A. bureau chief for Life. We got the news. Another reporter and two photographers and I jumped on a plane, flew to Dallas, I was setting up a kind of a temporary bureau in the Adolphus Hotel right downtown when I got a phone call from a stringer, that is a part-time correspondent for Life, a woman named Patsy Swank. She had spent the afternoon at the Dallas Police Department and had gone home to fix dinner for her kids. She got a phone call from a reporter friend who said he'd heard from a cop, now this is the way these things go, who had heard that a businessman had been in Dealey Plaza with a movie camera and had photographed the assassination. And I thought, wow. And she said he couldn't spell the name, but this is how he pronounced it. And I picked up the phone book and ran my finger down the Z's, and there was Zapruder, Abraham, just the way she pronounced it. So I started calling him, and about 11 o'clock at night, I reached him. Very weary voice answering. I identified myself, asked a few questions. Yes, he had been a DD Pazzi. Yes, he had photographed it. And yes, he had seen the film himself. And I asked him if I could come out right then. And this was a man who had seen a murder that afternoon.
Wow.
And he asked me very sincerely, please don't. And sometimes in his business, you know, you have to push, and sometimes you feel that pushing is not a very good idea. And thank God I came to the second conclusion. And so he said, please come to my garment factory at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, Saturday. I got there at 8, and because I was pretty sure other reporters would have heard the same thing, as indeed did happen. So at 8 o'clock that morning, there were two Secret Service agents in his office, and he said he was about to show the film to them, showing their inability to do their most important job, which is to protect the President of the United States. So we showed the film to the three of us, and it was that familiar snaking around Dealey Plaza, and the first shot, or actually the first shot missed, the second shot, which hit Kennedy and then went into Governor Connally, and then a few seconds later, this awful, awful frame 313 where the whole top of the President's head flies up into the air.
Yeah,
Kate, the sound you just made is the sound that all three of us made when we saw that headshot. It was as if we had been gut punched simultaneously.
Wow. And then the decision comes, as you say, this is so overwhelming almost to see this, and then life decides you're going to feature this, and you publish about, what, 30 frames of it in black and white? Is that what happened?
22 the first time. We did not publish in that first issue. We did not publish the headshot, the frame 313. We just felt, on behalf of the Kennedy family, they had been through enough. They didn't have to see that.
Yeah, wow. And, you know, Life magazine, even from what I understand, if I'm right about this, just a few years afterwards, even had a film lab try to, you know, make a copy of the original. And, of course, I can imagine there must have been massive requests. And then there was the investigation, the Warren Commission and all of that. Were they breathing down your throat with the Warren Commission, I can imagine? Because they had the frames, you know,
well,
obviously.
We started making copies of the film right away. For one thing, that film is very fragile, and it deteriorates quickly. So we started making copies right away. And we gave them to all law enforcement, local, state, and federal. We gave it to the Warren Commission. We gave it to the FBI, the CIA, the Secret Service. We when Jim Garrison had that trial of Clay Shaw down in New Orleans, we sent a copy down there because he subpoenaed it. But we did not. And partly this is because Zapruder said to me when we were negotiating, he said, I do not want this film exploited. And he used the word exploit again and again. And so I conveyed this to the Life people. And that was competition was one reason, of course. But another was to try to honor Mr. Zapruder's feelings about the film. We did not sell it to, we sold individual frames to European picture magazines. We never sold the film itself to either television or to motion pictures.
And the, and you know, the conversations you had with Zapruder, and you, as you mentioned, the three of you standing there and watching it, which is just so wild to even think about that. It was one of those moments where he was excited and he was filming the president, and he just happened to have his home video camera rolling. Is that how pretty much it went down?
Well, he was an 8mm buff. He did a lot of filming of family and kids and employees, and when the people in the office heard that the president's motorcade was coming half a block away, they all said, Mr. Z is what they called him, you've got to bring your movie camera in. Now, there were a lot of coincidences, and here's one. It was raining when he got up that morning, and he left his camera at home. And when he got to the office, they asked, where's your camera? And he said, it looked, the weather was terrible. Well, it cleared up, the sun came out, and they persuaded him to drive all the way back home and get his camera. He was that close to never taking these pictures. Then he went out onto duty. He was going to shoot from his office. He was on, I think, the 7th floor of the building overlooking Dealey Plaza. He couldn't see very much from there, so he walked down. He found the one place on an abutment, the one place where he could photograph the entire thing from beginning to end. And he was always, even when he was speaking to me, he was embarrassed by the fact that this middle-aged garment manufacturer had taken pictures of this momentous event, whereas all of these world-famous photographers who were covering the president were back in the press bus and didn't get a single frame.
Oh, wow. And so you go through this process, you have this Zapruder film, and, you know, constantly it's a source of information and I think horror for some people. Just there's so many things that it conjures up, there's no doubt about it. And Life magazine couldn't have been bigger then, and you go on, you move on to other assignments. But were you always, because of now what's happened, your relationship to this story, are you always, in your lifetime, have you been fascinated by all the things that have been written and said about that day? And there's also conspiracy theories and whatnot. Do you pay attention to all of that, Dick?
Oh, I've been following it for 50 years. I'm actually named in two conspiracy theories.
Mm.
That I'm,
you are.
I'm part of the conspiracy. I have to say, Kate, that Mr. Zapruder himself felt that Lee Harvey Oswald was the lone shooter and did it on his own. And I came to this conclusion fairly quickly, and in 50 years of reading many books and listening to a lot of conspiracy theories, some of which are very well done and very credible, but I believe that it was Lee Harvey Oswald by himself with no help.
All right, perfect place to end this. What a pleasure, Dick, to have you on the show. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Kate, thank you. My pleasure.
Thank you.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Coming off the straightaway here for this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delane. Don't forget, anytime that something is buzzing around in that head and you want to vent, go to americatonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing, my ode to James Gandolfini. You are in just like that, and there's a chance we'll read your email on the air when we go to our daily mailbag. So we do this thing called Nail the Score. If you've never heard of it, here's how it works. The computer once a week picked the game of the week in the NFL. We just went through the whole regular season, week 17, and the final game that was so prophetic was the Philadelphia Eagles visiting the Dallas Cowboys. Did anybody pick Philly to win 24-22? The answer is, drumroll, no. Nobody had that. A lot of people picked Philadelphia, but nobody had 24-22. I picked Philly 27-14. Pete in Texas said 28-19. Dan in Texas said 27-17. I mean, we were surrounding it. Izzy said Philly 26-17, but nobody correctly nailed the score. So here's the deal. Playoffs start on Saturday, wild card Saturday. So on our next show, we will have, as we're kind of have to move this around a little bit because of the holidays, we will have a special Nail the Score. Hopefully you've tuned in and you know about it. We will have a special Nail the Score in our third hour, two segments. The computer randomly picks whatever game of the playoff games, unless we change the rules, because I'm going to meet with the judges of the contest. Maybe we'll tweak something and surprise you in a good way on this. But, I mean, either way, it's nailed the score. Last two segments in our third hour on our next show. So this time around, nobody got it. It was a wild game, a wild way to finish. The Eagles clinched the NFC East title. Kyle Orton steps in. He's the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys after Tony Romo had herniated disc back surgery on that herniated disc on Friday heading into the weekend. And they didn't get it done. The Cowboys did not get it done. They had their chances with one of the league's worst defenses. And that they were fighting and they were in this thing, and was crazy way to end the season, but no nail the score winner in our regular season. In the last 4 years, we've had two winners. So throughout the playoffs, as we cherry pick things, you may have a chance to become that next winner still. So you're not completely out of it yet. And in fact, the last time around, somebody won during the playoffs. So you could be that lucky winner. Some odds and ends that have nothing to do with Nail the Score or sports whatsoever. Some of the things that happen perhaps while you took a little time off include crazy breaking news. 10 people, they say, have been killed in a trolley car accident in Russia. Not a lot of heavy details on this. Just a explosion. So what's the first thing you think of? Is it terrorism? Is it some terrorist group in Russia? Is it something else? But their official news agency there is reporting that at least 10 people, might be more, in a trolley bus explosion in Volgograd, Russia. And then there was another crazy story that emerged over the weekend that I think is part of the buzz in the backyard, is this nationwide manhunt for a suspected bank robber who was eventually identified as this 40-year-old guy, Mario Edward Garnett. The Phoenix police came up with that when they were with videos and whatnot. And it ended when a police detective shot and killed a man after a new bank robbery on Saturday. And this suspected cop killer had threatened Obama, too, as well. So that was part of that whole manhunt deal. And they clearly had lots of videotape on him. That's why it was pretty easy to figure out who he was. The Secret Service says that he's the same guy that was arrested, and this is the connection to the president, in 2010 in Oklahoma City for threatening the president. So the records, the court records showed that he pleaded guilty to the threats, was sentenced to 8 months in a federal prison, ordered to get mental health care when he was released, and he wasn't allowed to own a gun. And you can see what happened, obviously, from there. He admitted he wrote, and this is why he did the 8 months, he admitted he wrote a rant on the official White House website that had this line that if you order a strike on Iran, I'm going to come up there and blow your brains out on national television. So he had 3 years of supervised release. That supposedly is part of the whole record thing. But clearly he got a gun. He had a bag full of cash and a gun, and he was a robber. So what happened was on Saturday morning in Phoenix, he was approached by a police officer, and he started shooting. The officer started to run. There was an undercover detective that was close by, shot him when that happened, and then that's where we're at. They had a detective on the street who was doing a follow-up thing, and, of course, Garnett was pronounced dead on the scene. But, man, imagine if that had not happened, if they didn't respond. They used cell phone records, and they confirmed that he was in the area of two other holdups, and that's how they started to string this together, that he had started this crime spree about a week ago. He tried to rob a bank in Atlanta, failed, ended up robbing a customer at the ATM. Then he popped up in Tupelo, Mississippi. You know, figure out the distance there. That's got to be 300 some miles. And so he started to escalate. There was a gunfight with police. Two officers were shot, and one of the officers died as well. So, you know, the family was shocked, of course. And then they were told, okay, well, the guy that shot your husband, his name is the police officer that was shot was Gail Stauffer is his name. And then they called his wife to say, listen, we caught the guy. You know, we were on a manhunt for him. We caught him. He's dead. Blah, blah, blah. The second officer is, thank goodness, in the hospital and recovering, and they expect a full recovery with him. But what a sad, terrible thing. So it was a week-long event where they had this video on him. He started to pop up all over the place. They talked to the Secret Service. You heard me stringing that together. And then it turns out he was a guy who threatened the president. And he wasn't supposed to have a gun. He wasn't supposed to have access to a gun, but he was able to get a gun. And then decided to go on this robbery spree. And then that's where things really busted open, obviously, for him. So sad for the widow and the family of that police officer. But thank goodness thank goodness somebody responded and they were able to catch him. And they had him on tape and they were able to identify him. It would have been great if they could have gotten him into custody. But, you know, once he started shooting, then they're going to take him out if they can take him out. And that's exactly what happened there. And one final note, a sad note, actually, when you think of an athlete who thrived on speed and daring feats in a way in a car, Michael Schumacher, if you remember that name, boy, his name was constantly he was announced for one more race he had won. He was a 7-time Formula One winner. I mean, this guy chewed up speed for breakfast, and he was on the ski slopes. He's in critical condition. He had a severe head trauma in a skiing accident in the French Alps over the weekend. He retired in 2012 from auto racing, right? Just 44 years old. So they say he fell and he hit his head on a rock. He did have a helmet on because that's the first thing you think of. He had to have brain surgery, and they haven't released much on his prognosis, but except for to say that he is in critical condition. Very sad, crazy when you think of what he endured as an athlete. And then to be, you know, was he in one of these areas where he was on an unmarked slope? Sometimes, especially the Alps, that kind of stuff happens. They haven't released any of those kinds of details. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.